This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are. Whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee.
All right, these are a series of stories, some of them from the Babylon Bee, which would mean they were satire, some of them real. I will read the headline. You got to tell me which one is which.
I almost sent you one, and then I'm like, well, if I send it to him, he won't use it. But I'm excited.
I wonder if I have that one.
I'm excited to see see if it's in the mix.
All right, tell me if this is real or not. Attendees at furry convention warned not to harass other species.
Oh, no. Well, I am a furry correspondent.
Mm-hmm. I would figure you would have already known about this if it were real.
Correspondent, folks, not participant.
Yeah, you cover it.
I've been near it.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Annie on this one. I think this is real.
This is real. The statement that they put out, this is
species?
Convention in Scotland, says harassment of any kind is not tolerated based on race, gender, or sexuality, or fandom-specific characteristics such as the maker of an individual's fursuit or the species of someone's...
What does it even mean?
Fursona.
Fursona! Fursona!
Uh-huh.
Fursona!
You can't harass people based on the species of someone's fursona.
What can you harass them for? Because I have a few
I think nothing.
Things to say.
I don't think you can harass them for anything, unless they were conservative. Think about it.
I know. If I think this long, I shouldn't say it.
How can you say it in which we would accept it?
Why are they furries? That's just the open answer.
They enjoy it. I think there's something deeply enjoymenting about it.
Is it all sexual?
I
don't think it is.
I don't think it's all, yet. But they have... See, here's part of the story that's very disturbing.
I know from
disturbing.
My research and my correspondence, I know that they're at furry conventions. And just so you know... I am a St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan, and I flew to Pittsburgh with my husband to watch the Cardinals.
Oh,
shush. The Cardinals play the Pirates over the 4th of July week. We went and watched the game at PNC on July 4th, and that coincides with a furry convention that I didn't know, and I rode on an airplane with somebody who was in full furry costume.
Mm-hmm.
There are when I was researching, like, why are
you a furry?
That's not what I researched. Just like, why are there furries? And it turned out this convention was going on. So then I looked at the, because I was on an airplane, so I had time to go. And I looked, and there were like areas you go for that were like 18 plus only mature events. And I just stopped looking. So I don't know the full answer to that. But why?
Well, I think there is something, little ears warning, of course, here. There is something a little bit sexual that is going on no matter what. Because part of the warning that this Scotland furry convention they issued was that you can't discriminate based on species, but attendees are also warned against promoting bestiality and child pornography. Going to state the obvious here, the article says, if you're at an event which has to warn attendees against promoting those things, you might be at the wrong event.
Gross.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next one. World Health Organization warns Trump funding cuts may delay release of new pandemic.
B.
I'm going to say it's the B.
This is the B. Quote, and that would be terrible, the organization said in a statement. We've got a cool name for it and everything. According to WHO officials, the next pandemic is expected to be a real doozy and lead to creative new policies like standing exactly 28.5 feet away from other people, wearing masks over your ears, and burning down churches.
Oh.
But now, at the rate American policies are changing, the pandemic may never even happen. Next one. Trump becomes first fascist in history to reduce size of government.
B.
This is the B. What, only time will tell, but Trump must have something extremely nefarious up his sleeve if he's doing fascism by making government smaller, said Lee Glyde Jennings, who teaches several classes on the history of fascism at Harvard. It's entirely unlike every other fascism in history at this point. I'm just waiting to see how he's going to wind up instituting a fascist dictatorship by carefully picking apart the government bureaucracy.
Ron, on the YouTube channel, comments, I like Ryan's Fu Manchu mustache.
Thanks. I like Ron's comment. Next one. Alex Soros suddenly concerned about unelected shadow government.
Oh, false. False. B.
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 That wouldn't be real.
B.
Nope, not at all.
Oh, you guys missed the mark on that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is a real story. The son of George Soros thinks we should be really concerned about an unelected billionaire donor getting access to the federal government.
Mm.
On Monday, and here's how we know, he shared a post by Chuck Schumer sounding the alarm that, quote, an unelected shadow government is conducting a hostile takeover of the federal government.
I am shocked.
You guys, yeah, I'm sorry, but you were both wrong. Yeah, that was real.
Where were
we? That was real. All right, here's the one that I thought maybe you were going to send me. You can tell me. Well, I just kind of gave it away, didn't I?
Real.
Lego blocks can be anti-LGBT.
I've seen that headline, or maybe someone talked about it. That's real.
Yeah, it is real.
That's not the one.
It's not?
No.
Yeah, the Science Museum of London faced backlash on social media after a display claiming that Lego blocks can be anti-LGBTQ. The guide states that the plastic bricks may push the norm of heterosexuality.
Why? Why?
Well, it explained that people often look at Lego bricks as having male or female parts, which are used to mate with each other when they stack them. This is, the quote, this is heteronormative, the guide responded.
How do they know which were the male and female parts?
It's however the blocks were feeling that day.
Well, maybe if they took the time to sit down and talk to them for once in a while, then they would know.
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Late night comedians excited they can make jokes about the president again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Not the B.
I'm going to call it the B.
It is the B. Quote, "It's been so long since I told a joke about the president," mused a visibly introspective Seth Meyers. "I'm not sure I know how to do it anymore." Trump was sworn in as president again, a laughing Jimmy Fallon said during a Monday night monologue on The Tonight Show. This makes him both the 45th and 47th president. Now, it's true. Have you heard this? He's going to be in the Hall of Presidents twice now. The networks believe the jokes are bound to improve.
Do you want to hear mine?
Did you come up with a joke?
I have an
article. Oh, your article.
I have jokes. I don't announce them like you do.
Oh, I thought you were saying, I have a joke.
Yeah, that's the way I go. That's the way that's how I work.
Okay, let's hear your article.
This is in the New York Post. This is real. Okay. This is one I thought you might pick up. Michigan State representative reveals she voluntarily sterilized herself to avoid pregnancy under Trump.
Real. Yeah, I did see that.
The shocking admission by Representative Pahutsky, 36, was made during a rally at the Michigan Capitol where protesters voiced their opposition to Trump's return to power last month. She said, "Just under 2 weeks ago, I underwent surgery to ensure that I would never have to navigate a pregnancy in Donald Trump's America."
Yeah. I almost chose this, but I figured you had seen it. That's why I didn't choose it.
"I refuse to let my body be treated as currency by an administration that only sees value in my ability to procreate." Listen, if you're giving your body over to people specifically only for the ability to not procreate, who's treating your body like currency?
And also, how is she doing this just for 4 years?
I don't know. It depends on it.
If you know
people who are questioning how serious this is, I'm going to repeat myself. A sitting government official opted for voluntary sterilization because she was uncertain she'd be able to access contraception in the future. What is wrong with these people? I truly hope that she never gets into a situation where she wants to have a child.
Yeah.
It's so sad to do that and delusional.
Last one, and I saved it for last because it's the hardest one. Babylon Bee announces $36,000 a month pro subscription for USAID-funded government agencies.
Bee?
I think they really did it.
It's the Bee, but is it real?
I think it's real.
What world are we living in now? Did they actually make this? So far as I can find, they did not actually do this.
All right, on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, I'm getting the scissors out. It is time to make good. I'm going to let Ryan Wiggins cut an inch off of my hair, and we're going to do it live on the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now. Don't go away. We've got what I missed in the next segment, and we probably missed a lot. Plus, ask us anything in the comments. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.